Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week, we invite various guests to come onto the show to help you as an Avon representative reach your goal and take your business to the next level. If you've been following the show, you know that the first Monday of each month, I talk about working with the beauty professionals, and that could be anyone from hairstylist, a nail technician, an esthetician, a massage therapist, or a tattoo artist, etc. And then we also, on the second Monday of the month, we have Ellen Edwards and Galen Clark on. And we have what is called a roundtable discussion. And that week is really dedicated to answering any questions or concerns or issues that an Avon representative may have and want questions or advice on. And if that's the case, they can always email me at pat@avonbronx.com. That's pat@avonbronx.com. And in the subject matter says radio show. And then and if we don't have anyone who sends us information, then we take topics of concern that we think or issues that or upcoming things that we feel is important and that the Avon representative should know. The third week of the month is myself and Sashi Anderson, and we talk about recruiting. This is an excellent week to invite people who you want to grow the business with or to ask to become a partner with you in your Avon business. Or this may be, you may have problems recruiting. You know, this is when you were asked or invite the possible recruit to listen to the show. If you have somebody in the downline who's looking to start recruiting, you may wish to invite her to do that as well. Those people that you invite who have not become an Avon representative but in the show, we advise them to go back and contact the person who had invited them to the show to sign up. The next thing we have is the next week, which is the fourth week of the month. We have Skincare by Gia, and that's Galen Clark. And she talks about skincare products. You know, we have so many wonderful items in our Avon catalog now. She actually goes over each and every one of them and breaks it down and tells you how wonderful and good the product is. In addition to that, she also gives marketing tips. So if you're not comfortable with, you know, selling skincare, or someone in your downline is not comfortable selling skincare, this is an excellent show to have them listen to. Also, if you have a customer that you feel that you can't really explain the products to them, this is a show that you can invite your customer to listen to as well. And then if there's a fifth Monday of the month, then we do not have a show on that particular day. Whereas, you know, you have to be underneath a rock if you don't know what's going on in the world with this coronavirus. And yeah, as everybody knows, I'm an esthetician and a nail technician, licensed nail technician. And unfortunately for me, I had to close my spa for the month March, April, until I'm able to actually open my business for business. But and so just like so many, like my hairstylist and my lactician is unable to service me, my nail technician who I go get my pedicure is unable to service me. You want to go and approach these people if you have their private numbers. I know I have the number of my nail technician at home or my hairstylist at home number. You may wish to call some of these salons. You can even try their numbers because they may have their phone numbers being forwarded to their cell number. Many salon owners or people in the beauty business are already using their cell number as their primary business number. So you may wish to call them up, and this is a great idea. These are some ideas you could help them with, and these are some ideas you could help yourself with as well. One, recruiting is free. I forgot how, up to what point, but they don't have to pay anything to become an Avon rep at this time because Avon recognizes, you know, the hardship it is for people, but they want people to get into the business. So, one, you want to try and you want to tell them you want to help them make extra money by really pushing their Avon online business on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any social media. So you want to you know, have her do that and share and show her how she can share her Avon link with her friends and family. And as you know, when you put the Avon link on the Facebook page with the HTTP, www. So forth and so on, that your page will actually, they will actually see your page, your cover page, which is really exciting. The other thing you could have, you could teach your possible reps and also your people in your downline, actually, is how to, you know, utilize the Facebook articles and ads that they have in our back office. And I call my, you know, as you know, I call the back office youravon.com. And look for those tools. And so that's one way you don't forget we have that calendar where you can schedule. So you can schedule, you know, promotions. So these are things you want to talk about with the beauty professional, because right now she has no customers. She can't sell hair products because nobody in the salon. You know, she can't sell nail products because there's no one there to sell it to. So, but certainly she can, they can actually do an online email blast to their customers announcing that they have a new business, not a new business, but an add-on business, and invite them to a grand opening of their web store. Another thing you may want to talk to the beauty professional about, and you as well can also do this, and I have one scheduled for the 19th of April. So if you go to my Facebook page, patriciamcdowell.com, you'll see that I'm going to have a virtual tea party. And in my virtual tea party, I'm going to actually go on and talk about either I haven't made up my mind. It's either going to be about skincare or it's going to be, or I'm going to talk about makeup application. You know, something fun because people are bored. You know, they have nothing to do, so why not have a virtual party? So I'm asking people, my guests, to bring a tea bag. You know, bring their favorite tea and sit down in front of the TV or the computer or their phone or whatever, and join me in my virtual tea party. And you could tell your hairstylist, your nail technicians to do the same thing. You could tell, you know, as you recruit them as Avon representative, they can highlight, for example, some of our new nail polishes for the nail technicians. She could talk about the nail polishes and the gel, the strengthening, this and that and the other. If she does foot, you know, she could highlight our footworks virtually on a virtual tea party. She can have her own virtual tea party. So you teach her how to do that. If she's a hairstylist, we have products for the hair. You know, you could teach her how to do a virtual party, talking and featuring some of the hair. After the tea party is over, you know, she can provide them with a link in which they can go ahead and order these items online, whether it's nail polish, whether it's skincare products that we have, and you know our skincare product is absolutely fabulous. Or it can be our hair products. So you know, so virtual having a virtual party is just really, really key. And then what you can also talk to your hairstylist about, if she has already have a database of all her customers, you know, teach her how, you know, that she, with, you know, Avon business, she can still generate money, make money without really spending money, and simply by doing an email blast. And she could do an email blast once a week. I wouldn't do them every day. Some people do it. I wouldn't do that. Maybe twice a week, certainly once a week, she could do email blast featuring and talking about one of our great products. So, you know, so this is a great time for you to, you know, really try to recruit those individuals who are in the beauty profession, because right now they're hurting, and although their businesses are closed, they still are responsible for paying their rent. And that will be very difficult when they have to pay their rent for their store, which is not generating any money, and rent for their home, you know, their apartment or house or mortgage, whatever they're paying. So, you know, it really puts a strain. And if that individual is single, a single parent in the home, that really makes it very difficult, because their immediate income was key in terms of, you know, providing for the household. So, you know, this would be a really great time to go about treating these individuals, because they're really now in desperate mode, and they'll be receptive to anything, and particularly when there's no investment involved, you know, and Avon's a product, and you have to remind them, Avon is a product that everybody knows. You don't have to go and convince people what Avon is about. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to go and explain anything to Avon. Everybody knows Avon. Avon's been around for over 130-something years. It has a name, you know, it has a name and a reputation that everybody admires and respects. So I would highly, highly, you know, put out there, you know, calling your beauty professional. I'll take Yelp, YELP, and put in your zip code, you know, wherever you live, and then search beauty salons. I will do beauty salons one day, and call all those numbers. And I'm sure you hit someone whose number is also their cell number. And talk to them, you know, tell them I'm an Avon representative, I feel your pain, I understand that, you know, this is a very difficult time. Avon has something going that's, you know, that's fantastic for people who want to get into business. It's free at this particular time to recruit, become an Avon representative. We just have to go through the paperwork, and we can do this together online, and you can start immediately. And you can tell about the Avon mobile app. You could talk about the Avon website. You can walk her through it. And I would say no more than 45 minutes with each person that you recruit. And this should keep you busy every day. I would try to reach out to at least minimum 5 beauty professionals. So maybe for the first 2 weeks, you want to just reach out to all the hairstylists. And maybe you want to reach out to the next 2 weeks, you want to reach out to all of the nail technician, you know, just go for it. Go for it. Don't forget the barbershop. You know, that we have men cologne and things of that nature that they can talk about and send to their people. And so many men wear sneakers, like females nowadays. And we have a tendency to need a lot of that footwork stuff. So, you know, so go for it. Really, really go for it. So I would suggest, as you as an Avon representative, call, making those phone calls, I would also recommend to you as an Avon representative to go on your social media page and post these items. Post that, you know, you're recruiting, and that's free recruiting, and free, become an Avon representative for free, and, you know, make, and then, you know, at one point, and I know I have it on my computer, and if you email me at pat@avonbronx.com, I can share it with you. But there was 10 reasons how you can make money and reasons why you can become an Avon representative. And you know, go through that with them. And I always, my thing is never be pushy. You know, show her advantages. You know, tell her she can make, and be realistic. You know, don't tell her you're going to make $500 a week, because that's not realistic. But, you know, be realistic with her, you know. Granted, you know, maybe back in the day we could make $250 or whatever per, you know, for order. That may not be the case, but, you know, because everybody's kind of cutting back in their spending. But some money is better than no money. And I have to tell you, Like for myself, I am buying everything online because I dread going to the store and standing online outside of the store to get inside the store. And also, I'm afraid. You know, you got people walking around. They don't have their mask on. It's like crazy, though. So, you know, I'm ordering things online. So, you know, they could have the customers order for them. Order the shampoo online from them. They can order the footwork. They can order perfume. They can even order gifts. And my husband's birthday was yesterday. And I went on Amazon, and I had ordered his, because he had luggage. It was really great. So I ordered luggage for him. I ordered some underwear. I even ordered a birthday card. People are doing it because people, there's other people just like me who just don't want to even think about getting online to wait, to be getting online to get into the store to do their purchasing. Take a lemon and make lemonade. You know, this is, you know, everybody's crying, you know, about the time, about how hard it is, and the money. Yes, there's money out there to be made. You just have to do it. Another thing you could tell your hairstylist, if she, a hairstylist or a nail technician, if they have other members of their family at the house, they can go online, they can demonstrate the Avon product. You can do the same thing. You can go online and do Avon Live on Facebook Live, and you can demonstrate how to use the footwork or how to use the nail polish, the different steps, you know, and using the cuticle cream, the cuticle oil, using the different polishes we have, the top coat, the base coat, and you can demonstrate that live, absolutely live. And then at the end of your live presentation, you know, you ask your customers, people who are watching you live, you know, that, you know, they could, one, they could order from you, or two, they can come become an Avon representative. And if you decide to do a virtual party, or you decide to do a Facebook Live, you know, when you make those calls to the beauty professional, invite them to participate or to tune in to your Facebook Live or your virtual party. Now, another thing you can do as an Avon representative, say you have a salon, and there's like three or four people working in the salon, and you could say to the salon owner, listen, you have everybody's phone number or email address. I would like to invite them for a video conferencing or a video virtual party. And what you can do yourself as the Avon representative is to download on your phone, tablet, or on your computer, you can download Zoom, Z-O-O-M. Zoom is really out there now. They're like the lifeline for people. People getting married, you know, who had scheduled marriage, they're moving forward with their marriage. And they're allowing their families to witness their marriage through Zoom. We can also do the same thing. You can invite several beauty professionals. They don't all have to be in the same salon, but they can as well. We could have quite a few of them. I would do everybody in the same category. So if you're going to do hair products, I would have all hairdressers, hairstylists. And that particular Zoom. If you're going to talk about our footwork product, I will have all nail technicians on that particular call. And then you could demonstrate, you could talk about the value, you could actually show the item and explain to them what the benefits are of using it, how much it costs, how to order the item. And what I would strongly, strongly recommend when you do that, because this is really exciting, and I'm so excited about talking about it. But what I would really strongly recommend that you do is to sit down, take a piece of paper, write your goals down, what it is that you want to achieve on your video conferencing to your beauty professionals, what products you want to talk about, If you don't have the products on hand, no problem. What you could do, you could take a picture of the products. You can actually put it in your folder and pull it up when it's time to talk about those items on Zoom so they can see it. They can see the picture of it. And if you want to do a demo, you can demo it. People can ask you questions. You can answer them. Just make sure you know your stuff about the Avon product. And if you don't know, you know, what something does, then you can say, you know, I don't know the question. Give me your, you know, provide me, you know, send me your email address at, you know, give me your email address, they can email you. And then you can always contact Avon and answer their questions for them. But again, just be prepared for your presentation that you do on Zoom. And always at the end, always thank them for coming. If you're going to have another presentation, let them know when the next one's going to come. And then three, you want to tell them how they can either purchase from you or become an Avon representative themselves. Okay, so we're almost done, but I wanted to take these last couple of minutes. It's 8:54. I want to take these last couple of minutes just to talk about safety and this virus that is really taking this whole world by storm. And one of the things you want to do is be safe. And first and foremost, you want to be safe. You want to be safe. So what you want to do, you want to make sure that, you know, wear your gloves. What I've done, I have gone to the dollar store. Cause I have those tight gloves. And, you know, I as an esthetician, have to wear those tight gloves in my profession. So I always had them. But what you want to do, what I've done, because they drive me crazy, and then for some reason, all of my nails are cut really, really low because I'm practicing my violin, my nails were still going through the gloves. So I had the idea of going to the dollar store and buying myself some latex gloves. And that's what I did. I bought two pairs. One I have with me in Florida, where I'm at now, and one I left in New York. And what I do when I come back in the house, I don't take the gloves off. I go and I use a Purell, and I wash my hands with the gloves on as if I was washing my own hand. And then I take the gloves and let them dry at the edge of the sink. And I had my husband do the same thing. We bought a large pair of the rubber gloves, latex gloves, for him. And if you don't know what I'm talking about the gloves that you would use to wash dishes or do household work. They only cost $1. Just be safe. And the other thing is, you know, in our industry, we really, you know, I happen to have a mask because I have it for when I have a cold, because I really shouldn't service people when I have a cold. So I always have a mask, but, and also I travel a lot and I have a mask. But if you don't have a mask, you know, the best thing you can do, as they say, is to take, and there's a lot of people demoing it on Facebook to how to make a mask. Someone said, and I thought it was a very good idea, to take, once you take the fabric and you fold it, to take, I don't know if you remember how cotton, if you have, you could, yeah, you go to, this pharmacies are open. You know, they used to have the cotton in a roll. You take that roll and put it in between the fabric, and fold the fabric and have the thing in between, and then make yourself a mask. This way you have some kind of a filter, because I don't think that filter that of a scarf or a bandana is going to do it. But, you know, please, please, by all means, wear a scarf over your neck, over your face. And quite frequently, disinfect your doorknobs, your keys, your light switches, and things of that nature. Also, when you come home, don't put your pocketbook on your dining room table. Put it on another surface, because you're putting it, really actually should wipe your pocketbook down. That's what you actually should do. They say that heat is a factor when it comes to this virus. So make sure you drink every day. My husband and I were drinking hot tea. just to make sure, you know, we had the heat, and then every so often we stand over steam, would have some citric rinds in it, and inhaling the heat. The other thing we'll do, make sure we're making sure we're eating vitamin C and we're drinking lots and lots of fluid. So I just want you to all be safe. You know, you're in my prayers, pray for others. Reach out to your team. This is a good time to call your Avon representative just to see how they're doing, and to make sure that they're staying at home and they're being safe when they do go out. So with that, we have 2 minutes more. I'm going to end the call. And as you know, next week we have the roundtable discussion. Okay, guys, hope you have a wonderful week, and try to put some of those things in motion. Next week we'll talk about catching up on paperwork finally. Okay, take care, guys. Bye.